Uganda is there as a member country of IGAD. And therefore, the talks certainly are starting with Uganda's representation. The technical team will start tomorrow in as far as laying the ground rules of the talks is concerned. Because before any substantive talks begin, there have to be ground rules. And after the ground rules, an agenda will be set. So what the facilitators of the talks will focus on will be the ground rules, and they will share that with the protagonists of Southern Sudan. So that's what's going to happen. The ground rules may take actually quite a few days. So it is not as straightforward that you start talks and you get into the substantive matters. No. The ground rules will be set tomorrow. Maybe they'll begin tomorrow, and they may take even 5 days. So after that, the ministerial team of IGAD member states will attend. We envisage that that team should be there at Addis on Monday next week. And Uganda will be represented by Honorable Okello Oriem, who is our Minister of State for International Affairs.
Will the IGAD ministers be there only strictly as observers, or what role will they play as part of an effort to help peace negotiations along?
IGAD will be the key facilitators. IGAD caused these talks. Therefore, they'll be key facilitators. And also, we all must remember that IGAD has facilitated the peace negotiations in Southern Sudan. That is even before they got independence between the SPLA and the government of Sudan. IGAD achieved or caused the comprehensive peace agreement between SPLA and the Sudanese government then. Therefore, in these peace talks, and also in as far as since the conflict began, IGAD kicked in its mechanism. So it is key in this process. It is the facilitator.
There is this issue of ongoing fighting. Despite IGAD and the international community's call for a cessation of hostilities, now, what more can be done in order to ensure this fighting is suspended, to ensure the protection of ordinary civilians who have been caught in the crossfire?
That is true, and that is extremely crucial, because before any talks begin, there has to be a cessation of fire. Therefore, when we talk about ground rules, I'm pretty sure that those will be one of the ground rules. Before anyone or a group of people sit on the table to discuss, there has to be some sort of cessation of fire. Not some sort of, but there has to be cessation of fire.
What are the leaders doing in this case? President Museveni, Uhuru Kenyatta, and the rest who have been pushing for the cessation of hostilities, this tend to have fallen on deaf ears despite threats.
No, not at all. Really, the leaders right now are doing, they're doing all they can to ensure that there's some sort of semblance that returns in Southern Sudan. They're working hard, they're communicating, they're consulting, and indeed, by the time that peace talks actually begin, it is a great step forward. And again, when you say cessation of fire, that was a pronouncement then. At the IGAD summit, they pronounced themselves. That is what they wish. That is what they hoped to have happened. That, yes, there has to be cessation of fire before anything happens. But again, they sat down and felt, okay, fine, things are moving well. Fortunately, they talked to the Marshal, Silva Kiir, and I think the good thing about all this is that people have actually agreed to come to the table and discuss. And once they've done that, all the technicalities will have to be put in place. And one of those technicalities is to ensure that before they sit down and discuss, there has to be cessation of fire. And I'm pretty sure, I'm quite positive that that is going to happen.
Well, what are the IGAD countries looking forward to as talks begin Friday?
What are they looking forward to? They are looking forward to the cessation of hostilities in Southern Sudan. They are looking for peace. They are looking for the restoration of normalcy in Southern Sudan. That is a key objective. And they are hoping that people who are fighting should realize that You know, this is not about just power. It is about the local people, the ordinary citizens of Southern Sudan, who have suffered all of these years, who have achieved independence and are still suffering. And really, it is time that the leadership of Southern Sudan, and when I say the talk about the leadership, the political elite realize that the ordinary citizen must get on with their lives peacefully and develop Southern Sudan. And that is the expectation of the IGAD member states.